Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. On today's program, Sam Stravinsky, Angela Hewitt, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. To begin, the talents of Ottorino Respighi, an Italian composer, violinist, teacher, and musicologist. Also one of the leading Italian composers of the early 20th century. He wrote just a little bit of everything, including operas, ballets, orchestral suites, choral songs, chamber music, lots of transcriptions, and I don't have enough breath to say the rest, a lot of stuff. But his best known and most performed works are his three orchestral tone poems, which brought him into international fame. I'm speaking of Fountains of Rome, Pines of Rome, and Roman Festivals. So why not begin the show with the best from Pines of Rome? Here is the Pini Presso Una Catacomba.
Thank you.
Martini presso una catacomba. Music from Respighi from the Pines of Rome. And that was a performance by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sergio Ozawa conducting. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now the sounds of an orchestra on the guitar from the album The Guitar as Orchestra. Music by Adrian Ballou, an accomplished guitarist in many fields from rock to classical, and just a take on improvisation turned to orchestration. Here's a selection. Rings Around the Moon, music by Adrian Ballou from the disc The Guitar as Orchestra. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on to the talents of Igor Stravinsky and the Ballet Pulcinella. This is a 21-section ballet by Stravinsky with arias for soprano, tenor, and bass. It is based on the 18th century play Four Similar Pulcinellas. Now, this all evolved through the suggestion of Diaghilev. He was a very famous ballet director, and he wanted a ballet based on early 18th century Commedia dell'arte, libretto, and music, then believed to have been composed by Pergolesi. Now, he got others involved, including the conductor Ernest Armazet, who wrote to Stravinsky back in 1919 about the project. The composer, you know, he really didn't like the idea of music by Pergolesi, but you know what? Something changed his mind, and he adapted the older music to a much more modern style, just changing things around with some themes and textures and lots of new modern idioms. Now, the result, although probably not based on the music of Pergolesi, are quite amazing. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was it. Music from Stravinsky's Pulcinella, Montre l'erbetta passa l'agnella. And Simon Rattle, joined by the members of the Northern Sinfonia Orchestra and tenor John Fryett. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to some Canadian talent. Angela Hewitt is an internationally renowned pianist. She is actually widely considered to be the best interpreter of the keyboard music of Johann Sebastian Bach since Glenn Gould. Wow. She is also known for her command of a vast repertoire. And we're going to hear a little bit of that today from the disc Danzas Españolas. It's a taste of her passion and versatility. Here is Zambra. Thank you. Angela Hewitt and Zambra. That comes from the disc Danzas Españolas. And it is the time of the program. Regular listeners might know of it. It's called Oboe Music Time. Today, some music for solo oboe by Benjamin Britten. Now, Britten was born back in 1913 in the East Suffolk town of Lowestoft, England. He came from middle-class parents who were both musically inclined. His mother was an amateur singer, but his father was a dentist, but he did have a keen interest in music. They recognized that Britten showed a remarkable talent for music at a very early age. At age 10, he went actually to a concert featuring the music of Frank Bridge. And the music was The Sea. Now, this was, quote-unquote, the first modern piece of classical music that he had heard. And he was, quote-unquote, again, knocked sideways by it. 3 years later, he got to meet Bridge in person. And Bridge was so impressed by Britten that he took him under his wing. Britten went on to much commercial and musical success. We're going to hear a piece not often heard, but it was inspired by Ovid's Metamorphoses. It is dedicated to oboist Joy Boughton, who is the daughter of Benjamin Britten's friend and fellow composer Rutland Boughton, who gave the first performance at the Oldenburg Festival on the 14th of June back in 1951. Wow. Today, a performance by Jeremy Palmier. Thank you. Bravo. That's all I can say. Oboist Jeremy Palmier and Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid. You really need a very good read to get through that. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not a soundtrack? From the trilogy Three Colors, this comes from the film White. It's kind of a comedy drama, and it was co-written, produced, and directed by Krzysztof Kieślowski. Got that one out. Excellent. And White is actually the second in the Three Colors trilogy, and all themed on the French revolutionary ideals. The storyline, a little bit, about White is about equality, with the film depicting the protagonist, a shy man, who, after being left by his wife in humiliating circumstances in Paris, loses his money, his residency, and his friends. He was a beggar in Paris, but begins his efforts to restore equality to his life through, probably not the best way, but through revenge. This is an older film, but what I particularly enjoyed about it is the fact that the color of the film is prominent in every scene when you watch it as the story unfolds, and the music also reflects that. So here's a few selections from Blanc, music by Zbigniew Preisner.
Thank you.
music from the soundtrack to the movie Blanc, one of a trilogy, and that was music by Zbigniew Preisner. This is Classical Chaos, and this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. Speaking of Canada, let's move on to some Canadian musicians, the Tenors, formerly known as the Canadian Tenors. They have performed all over the world, been on TV a lot, you know, been with Oprah, Celine Dion, the opening of the 2010 Winter Olympics, and, you know, they do a little bit of everything, a little mix of classical, pop, and fun. This comes from the disc Lead Your Heart. Here they are, and a lullaby.
The sun has gone to bed, my love. It's time to do the same. Just listen to the moon serenade. He's calling out your name. Your precious eyes, my love, those eyes that shine so bright, like stars that guide you on your way through the darkness of the night. Fly away. Voice will draw you near to this place where love awaits you. You will find me here. So when you
Lullaby, featuring Chris Botti and the Tenors. That comes from a disc, Lead With Your Heart. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. I'm going to sneak in one more selection, another Canadian contribution, La Nef. And that is actually named after the Nave, which is a French-Canadian early music performance group, which was founded back in Quebec in 1991. This early disc is so fascinating. It documents the musical heritage in Spain back in the late 1500s. So it kind of follows maybe a fictitious or maybe not so fictitious character of Joan, a woman supposedly driven to insanity by her first husband's unfaithfulness and then by his untimely death in 1506. No one really says what happened to him. It's all very interesting, and so is the music. So here is La Nef. Music from Joan the Mad. Well, that's the name of the CD. And it's the Talents of La Nef out of Quebec. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Till next time.